you had resolved it so that we don't have a continued issue. What I am referring is that of having to have a board member who continues to pay on a monthly basis, even if that person does not attend a board meeting. I hope matters of that nature must be without waste of time so that we deal with those ones and so on. Without waste of time, do you want to make any instructions to say before the chairperson of the board comes through?
Chairperson, no, I don't have any remarks. Thank the committee, honourable members, for giving us the opportunity to present the second catchment management agency, which is in Komati and Sutu. I propose that the chairperson will make opening remarks and then hand over to Dr. Thomas, who will take us through the presentation.
Just a quick one, Mr. Singh. You mentioned earlier at some point, was it 2 years ago, that we shall have heard almost like 9 or so by now. I'm not sure what the time was of those catchment management agencies.
Yeah. Chairperson, very briefly, that's a topic that is under discussion with the Minister and the DG. The policy, the legislation requires us to establish catchment management agencies at a decentralized level per catchment. And then in 2013, we took the policy position to say we will have a rationalization from 19 catchments to 9 catchment management areas. And now we are in discussions with the minister. So we have the 2 established, the 2 which is now there in here, and the 7 under establishment. But there are some concerns about the given the austerity measures and the cross-cutting measures, etc., should we continue to do the 9? But if the policy of the department would have to change, then we'd have to come back to the committee, come back to the cabinet, and seek approval to rationalize further. But as we speak, the plan is still to establish the 9, and they're already under different stages of establishment.
Okay, thanks for that. I have a quotation here from an Arabian proverb. It says, live together like brothers and sisters, and do business like strangers. Very profound and interesting. Dr. T. No,
thank you very much, Chairperson, for inviting us to come and present our 2017-18 annual performance plan. Chairperson and honorable members,
We would like to have another
them. And IUCNC, we believe that we are strategically positioned to play a very big role in the implementation of the Kingfisher project, where in the other CMAs are going to be implemented. On this note, Chair, let me hand over to the CEO to give the details and what we plan to do for this financial year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Nyagane Malu. All I can say is that we shall be the challenge. You cannot be a player and a referee in your own game. When you say we've done a good job, we are the challenge, not you.
Sometimes when you've done a good job, you need to pay yourself on the shoulder.
Look, yes, you have a view.
Thank you, Chair. As you said in the beginning, I will try not to repeat many of those things. So I will quickly stick the Chair and Honourable Members through the presentation quickly. We look at our management area, legislative framework, the organizational structure, objectives, and then the key priorities for this year, as well as, and then we also have to look at our agenda as well. So this first one looks at our management area. Round 5 talks about the highlands, as these are the highlands, as we go down here, it goes down to about 20 meters above the level. But on the left, it goes to about 2,200 up there. So waterfalls, that is the waterfalls in the mountainous area, and then it goes down to the right, where it goes to Mozambique and Switzerland. If you look at the land view, Kruger National Park up there is one land view, so we don't colour that much. The red is mainly for sugarcane production, and this is the main river in the area. As part of our introduction, I would say our mission is water for all in the commercial beauty culture. We're trying to provide water for everybody. And the mission is to support cooperative management of the Nkomati Basin, the Sutu Basin, as an internationally shared water resource, and to collaboratively make decisions with stakeholders and work together towards equity, sustainability, and efficiency. We're also trying to manage the resource adaptively and cooperatively to achieve socio-economic development. We look at the legislative framework. We talk about the mandate that we have to do the work that we're doing here. And then we talk about our initial or inherent functions, and then the functions that were given to us by the minister in 2010, those that were given to us in 2015. So if I sum all of them up, we see them on this slide, question 19, which is about pollution, water quality related. Section 20, emergency incident, and then 25, 33. When it comes to section 40 down, we look at the line, which we are doing now, and then the last aspect, 57, we did the billing and collection of the water resource management charges. So we look at our strategic objectives. There are 5 of them. We call them the big 5. Ensuring effective, efficient, and sustainable water resource management. Ensuring collaborative and coordinated integrated water resource management for socio-economic development. Ensuring effective and efficient management of IUCN resources. Promoting knowledge generation and interpretation. And then promoting and pursuing international development agenda. As the House is aware, we share basin with Switzerland and then Mozambique. So we need to make sure we have an international development agenda on our strategic thinking. Chair, the organizational structure, the chairperson talked about we are growing, we are expanding to ensure that we perform the functions that have been given to us. I highlight only the core functions here.
But if we go to the next slide,
the core functions, we have water resource protection and waste, water resource utilization, river system planning and operation, institution and participation, and then compliance, monitoring and enforcement. So basically, this structure, we have the governing board, the board secretary, assistant board secretary on the side. We have the CEO, and then the two executives who are sitting with media, the executive water resource management, the executive corporate services. The five main core functions under the executive water resource management, and all the other support functions under the executive corporate services. So key priorities for us for the 2017-18 financial year here will be looking at preventing and remedying water resource pollution, water quality monitoring network, and integrated water quality management with our national department where we do national microbial monitoring and the national eutrophication monitoring. So we do that and together with our stakeholders like municipality as well. We look at verification and existence of existing local water use.
DMP, we've done the first access. We have just entered the literature and we try to finish it by the end of this financial year.
When we have done that, then we look at water allocation plan and then finalizing the water composting line where necessary. We have to maintain the river flow and then review for data logging
so that we can get proper information to advise our stakeholders.
One of the main priority areas will be billing of water users for this year. We are only waiting for the budget to, and then we can go ahead because the summer is already here. So if we try to piece this, go into specific projects, validation and verification will be very important. The implementation of our integrated water quality management strategy, water quality monitoring, water use planning application, very, very important this year on our agenda. Then water allocation plan. Catchment management strategy. Sure, we have already got a catchment management strategy we have done. But then when we are amalgamated with the city, we need to do a catchment management strategy with the city so that we can review the old one we have and combine. We have started with the city one as well. Then we look at the river system operation, where we look at how the river, the water levels are, do we get here, who gets how much, and then stakeholder empowerment, including awareness campaign, where we look at water weak activities, which we have been doing in Mpumalanga and then elsewhere. We get students to present projects, which are very important, to get them to get something into their brain, they grow up with a water mind. The next slide talks about why we do some of these things. We try to say that the pillars of the National Water Act, the phrase, whatever we do, should support these pillars together with the departmental objectives and strategies. So at the CMA, we established to improve decentralized decision making with the stakeholders and thereby improve water resources management. And that's why we are important as far as going to the catchment, the community, and the water resource management. Chair, to show that our strategies are not out of line with that of the national outcome and the departmental outcome and the departmental strategy. So all our five objectives fit very well into the departmental objectives as well as the national development plan. The vital aspects of our water management area, the livelihoods in the country, they are very, very much linked with the health of the rivers. If you look at the tourism, if you look at the irrigation, the mines, all of them depend on the resource. And like I said earlier, it's very, very variable, both in space and time. We have it only in the mountainous region, only on about 13% of our land, and then it goes down to Mozambique and Switzerland as well. Kruger National Park is a very important aspect of our water management area. The rivers are an important source of water for both Mozambique and Switzerland, as I indicated earlier, Chair. And then water transfer from our water management area
for strategic activities like generation of power by Eskom is very, very important. That's why sometimes we try to make sure we make our license conditions very strict, like the honorable member earlier said when the PRC was making the presentation.
Water storage infrastructure, my chairperson has talked about it now. We think that we need an additional infrastructure for storage to make sure that we don't get into trouble whenever there is a shortage of water, like we got this year, the crisis of the drought. Sure, we do have some threats, but we're working on them. Water resource pollution, especially from sewage leakage, together with project number four, non-compliance by users. But we are working with our stakeholders and the department, including our stakeholders, including municipalities as well, to proactively ensure we reduce the impact of pollution. All land and water use planning, we have set up a committee to work together with the municipalities in this regard. A continual lack of infrastructure, that is very, very important to us. And we even have a committee with the municipality and then the irrigation board and private business in Mpumalanga. And with the department, last year, the department was in the process of procuring a service provider to do the feasibility study for another town in our region. We constantly working with the department on the issues of irrigation. As I said now, we'll be meeting on the 11th to discuss the same. Mandate, conflicting mandate, between water resource protection and then economic, when it comes to licensing, trying to provide jobs for people and also trying to protect the resource, we have to make sure we can strike a balance. And that is where the challenge is, but we're working with the other departments. On the climate change impact, we have teamed up with various group players in our basin, including Mozambique and Brazil, and then that in Mpumalanga, to draft climate change adaptation strategy, which we believe will help reduce the impact of climate change. Chair, we cannot do all this without money.
So if we look at our budget, the source of funding, we have the BT water trading entity augmentation, then our water resource management charges, which should be coming to us free. So we use that one and then the augmentation, and then that's when we get our money. So this year, in total, we'll be spending 109 million to do the activities. When it comes to the overview summary by type, if you look at employee-related costs and the goods, employee-related costs will be about 58 million, goods and services 46 million, maintenance and then repair only about 1.2 million for 17-18. Employee-related costs, if you look at 17-18, will be about 58. Goods and services, I put everything together now. Repairs and maintenance, that's for, if we look at the increase, percentage increase. Because we have increased the size of the employees, that's where we see employee-related costs going to about 24% increase as compared to last financial year. Then with goods and services, because of the project, we try to set some money aside for pollution control, where the municipalities say we don't have money, we are going to correct the situation and later try to replace it from them. And that's why you see some of those ones also increase to about 50%. So if you look at the salaries, one with four functions, the five machines that I showed you, those are the main departments of what we have now. And then we look at the summary, Office of the Chief Executive, Office of the Executive Water Resource Management, that is the four. 63.9 million, and then the government, that is all the other support structures, come to 35 million. So in addition, if you put everything together, total, we will get 109 as I have indicated earlier. So basically, that is our presentation. together.
This slide I will talk about it.
That helps me go to the performance table whenever I'm doing my evaluation and then monitoring. So I thank you.
Okay, that's a straightforward and short one. I was just trying to understand from where I started the spike from the financial year 2015, 2016, 2017, 2017, 2018. I see even in your goods and services, the same spike is there, let alone your wage bill. I hear you talk about a number of employees that are new having been added, and I would have been keen there more on the type of activities that would have been accounting for such rise in employment figures. Just a book, of course, with your wage bill and goods and services. Is there anything else from other members? This is based on what has been said, Mr. Nguni.
Thank you. I'm keen once again to ask about the water use licenses for the mining industry in the area, and some of the pollutants, or polluters I should say, with the mining industry, the impact it has on your water resources, you know, sort of like a huge mining area. In particular, that what I mentioned earlier, the Bakustra Mabula mine, that's in one of your major catchment areas, I think, and the impact that will have on the three rivers, Vaal, three rivers that are affected. The catchment areas of three of those major rivers. Yeah, so I'm very keen to know, to get your opinion on that, on what's happening in that area. And then the wastewater, I know the Pumlanga has challenged with the wastewater plant. We know from the Green Drop report, they look very, very bad way. And I know I've raised it several times, Chair, the Kondo, the Petrosuit wastewater treatment plant. They received a massive upgrade, but the effluent that was being discharged was still not understanding because they don't have anybody to operate that plant. And that goes straight into the spray that goes into the Attica, which goes into Swaziland drinking water. So with our international agreement, we actually violate it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to welcome the presentation and also say that, you know, through the photos that were shown to me, you could see the corporate social responsibility that was done by this catchment plant, which is a thing that must be expanded. People must see you helping them down there. And I was very happy if you are here, I saw them, if you can keep up with those, with that work. I have some few questions though. When reading your APP 2017-2018, from page 29 to 52, you have what performance target related to these strategic objectives that you have. But when you are doing the presentation here, this presentation, you have been silent on those APP processes. You must remember that Parliament must do oversight. I hope if you check here, we are also recorded. We are not talking to ourselves, we are also talking to the community and the people. fact dying, they have to know, so that with them we track your performance on the targets that you have defined. And also, if, I would love that if possible, you do those things, say your targets. You say your targets now, so that they can hear them. Then on the source of funding, under augmentation, for 2017-18, if you check, then you have, it has been doubled. You will see that the source of funding has been doubled. And then also from 2019 and 2020, what is it that you should have done extra that you have doubled the source of funding? If we can know, that. You know that now it's from, now for 2016-17 it was 36. It's 36 million, that's correct. 36 million. 2017-2018 it has gone to 76 million. You see, it's almost doubled. Then we saw to 2018-2019, and then in 2019-2020 it goes to, is it 90? So it's very faint. It's very faint. But yeah, but it's which includes the total of 112 million, which will be 123 million in 2020. What is this? Where will you be getting the energy? When we go to page 10, I see that the governing body of related costs has increased by 15%. If you can tell us, is there any other impact that this might have? Why other related costs has shot up until 65%? Previously, I think that's it. The previous day, yeah. We raised some issues. I don't know, maybe I might not have seen this in the document. One was the disabled people were not much featured in your employment. What is the status quo now? And there was this issue of acting. You remember that while we were in Hollywood, the CEO was acting, and we said, no. Can we move from Hollywood and come back to South Africa, where people would be playing a very, very permanent role? How, what is the status quo on that? And I must say, Chairperson, when we said we were coming to Mpumalanga, and then we had to sway to Devon for that water week, for the first time I have seen people run like in Mpumalanga. I have never seen people run like. What did you ever say? Is it Kima? What is it that you want to do? What to do over that? If you can run like this every day, oh, it's a really good one. We'll be achieving your dream. Thank you so much.
I think that one question that
review this once and then sort of dispense of it. But what do you mean by the fact that now that the young lady, the lawyer lady, is under study to be promoted, what is meant by that?
The young lady is actually not employed for now, but the position has been addressed, it would be advertised soon. The position is that of the assistant board secretary. So the aim is that when the board secretary retires, the assistant board secretary will be promoted.
No due application. Person simply just gets promoted.
No, we are going to advertise, but then because we know that in the water sector, the skills are scarce. That is the reason why we are coming here. But when the time comes, should we advertise and find somebody who is more competent than her, we are going to appoint the other person. But we are just arranging ourselves.
I would imagine that information shouldn't belong here. That should be your own internal arrangement. That must not come yet. Otherwise, you are promoting something that does not belong yet. Granted, still, we shall even have to take an interest when that position is at the time. In the event where there is someone more competent to that understudy, in that understudy person, having to take precedence, there you go. You shall have been a lot more better off if you are not brought that matter here. We are taking an interest in the issue going forward. Thank you for alerting us to that privileged information that we shall be taking interest in going forward. Dr. Yezo, with you.
Thank you, Chair. I'll take the first question. The wage bill, why it's gone up in 2017-18. Chair, you realize that in 2017, we didn't have one division. We have just added the CME, the compliance and monitoring and enforcement. And then the bill is written, which we are also taking. And then the river has by monitoring. These have with employed people that has contributed to the increase in our wage bill. Then I'll come to the line issue and the impact of pollution. What's happening in the country? Yeah, honorable member, it's true. Whenever there is a water quality issue that affects our water resources, when it comes to the line of the mine you're talking about, we have about three of them. The Afro Energy, but it's called Atta Africa. Atta Africa. It was an old one from KZN before we amalgamated with Usutu. But then when we came to be aware of it, we are dealing with comments and complaints from people. The license was issued, but because people started complaining, it's now suspended. The license suspended. That's the water framework. Yeah. Now there is an appeal process. So we are working on that one. Then the other one, the court one, it's also in the upper command in the news. We asked them for financial position, but we haven't, because we wanted financial position. After the mining process, what is going to happen? We need some money to do the better application. And then we go to our head office and then the department accepted our decision. So those people have not provided the financial provision. So we have given the ARPA the report of recommendation that they can go ahead and issue the license. The third one is the Kangra man. You see, they applied for the license, but they have not received the license. And then we saw that they have cleared an area going to tax operation. So we stopped them from this, that you cannot go ahead until you have received the license. So that's where we are now. On the wastewater plant, yes, ma'am. We are working on that very much, and that's why our bill is going up. We put aside some money this time. If they are not working on it, we use our resources and our money, the little that we can, to refurbish the 40 areas, and then when everything is okay, we go and claim the money from them. That's what we're trying to do now. Because we cannot sit down to allow there's no money, and then there will be a 14 cholera to our neighbors. We don't want that. Thank you. And then on our CSI, yes, the honorable member, we agree. We're going to expand our CSI budget. We did like a borehole. Our borehole is not for manager. We don't do it. We don't charge the department. Give us an implementing agent. We do it for monitoring. The point is just for it. So when we select the area, we identify. If we site the borehole here, is it not going to benefit this community? Instead of maybe citing the center, look at where the best place to get the people can get easy access. And we do that. One of the things that we fitted one with equipment to come for a school, which was handed over in March, which was handed over in March to Clark, the primary school. We did one in Sutu as well, and then it was a community, a small community. Mayor, we are now in the process of fitting one for the use of the community about community of water. So with the less size here, and then they can use it. So instead of just starting somewhere and using it for testing the quantity and the quality, we try it in the place where we can also benefit from it. And that's what we do as part of our CSI, as part of our.
But what would have been the cost of that model?
The cost is already born. We're not charging them for the cost.
But what is the cost?
Oh, the cost. If less than
I also rid of the pollution issue instead of just issuing directives and notices which never get complied to. Chair, we're also going to be doing billing. We received the tax system now from the department. It's been a long road. Now we do have the infrastructure to do to issue water bills. So we've capacitated the revenue section within the CMA so that it gets at a localized level. So we have capacitated that unit from the corporate services side, which will be our revenue collection and data collection division. Chair, you'll see that the augmentation itself has gone higher because our water resource management charges have been reduced to cater for affordability issues. When we set the tariff, it was consulted at an internal level, tariff setting levels, agriculture, and all the economic sectors, and there was a bit of a reduction in the water management tariff itself, and then we funded through that augmentation, the grant portion that we received from National Treasury. And Chair, there's also a decrease in the governing board related costs. This was as a result of the directive that we had received the previous year, where we moved from a policy direction where we issue now monthly stipends, which is the current practice. So this monthly stipend current practice acts also as a cap to the amount that we pay over to board members. So there's a monthly limited cap that is there, which is assisted in reducing those board-related costs, and it's moved also from a constituency-based board to a skills-based board. So in the event, there's a sitting, we pay those sitting-related costs per the policy, but it doesn't exceed a certain amount on a monthly basis, which is around...
you give us an indication.
Which is around 15,000. Maximum that gets kept on a monthly basis that we don't exceed. So with that, it has assisted us in reducing the board-related costs. And if the policy itself as well, any attendance of meetings outside of the structured for meetings needs approval by the chairperson, which is to be informed by the minister, and it mustn't exceed a certain number of hours within a given period of time. So that's how we got to reduce our board presence from the 1.2 million in the previous year to 1 million in the 2017-18. Thanks.
All I can say is that we are creative in doing what is wrong.
Did you not hear comments on that one? But yes, at least we're reducing the cost. I think that's the positive plus when it comes to that one. With regards to the disability, Chair, unfortunately we don't have our stats here. What we realize is that we do employ people with disabilities. The issue that we have is with the declaration of the disability. There's forms that are issued by the Department of Labor for one to declare themselves as disabled. And we get the feedback from people declaring their disability as part of the disability being put as a statistic in a table to say, now I'm that one disabled member within the organization. But in the current financial year, we've done workshops on educating people with disability in to get those numbers, because physically they are there, but on paper, they are not declared as disabled individuals. We are working on the intervention.
Chair, I think that's also for the questions, because I think we have gone over a lot of them. Okay, Mr. Mbuni, I see Mrs. Baker.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sure that you didn't say my tariff. And you said I want the tariff. The community there needs tariff. Then you did not put in the tariff, I have to end my question. On page 24, if you check page 24 on the detailed APP, we have just given us analysis of budget and board related costs. In light of this issue on board members' remuneration, could you please give us an overview of the justification of the amount reflected in order on page 24? Then the last one, Chairperson, is the issue of hanging stones.
tiny stone farm. Remember that farm? We said you must go and check that farm and check the license of that farm. As we speak now, that farm is still not getting water. We said you must still go and check that other farm that stopped. That stopped water from flowing from that farm to this farm. And you remember that that other one is owned by a white farmer. And the other one, we must do it distinctly, but the community must know what we're talking about here. Then the other one downstream, which does not get the farm and the water, is owned by a black farmer. So we then go and check why that other one stopped water. And look at the water license of that other one, whether that is allowed. Because up until now, as I was speaking, water is not flowing. And the animals, I don't know how they call it, that animals, the domestic animals, can align that other side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Fala, I'm concerned about the... I appreciate the fact that you said you're doing the assisting with the refurbishment of some of the wastewater plants that are needed. But what I'm concerned about is the recovering of those costs. As we've seen with other projects, the Bluewater, which is the one that has basically bankrupt one of the waterboards because of municipalities owing them. Very bad, yes. I'm concerned about that, about the ability of those municipalities, and I'd like to know which of those municipalities that you're assisting. So just some idea if you can. While the work is good, the impact of it may not be as good. And then the mitigation, Debra spoke about some taking action against some of the... I'd like to know how you're doing that. How are you going about that? And how successful has it been? Have you prosecuted? Because there's a reluctance, as you know, of one state, one organ of state to prosecute against the other. So I'd like to know how you're doing it. Because specifically, I was having a discussion with one of our strong members at lunchtime. And there is a frustration where directives get issued over and over again and nothing further happens. So who do we point the finger then? If they're getting it right, I'd like to know how.
Maybe a related question to the one you posed, assistance given to the municipality. That the terms of such an assistance, whether those municipalities are expected to pay that money back or not.
Sure, okay. Can I go? I think my colleague will come in, but I don't do too yet. Chair, I'll start with Mr. Maseko issue. Mr. Maseko, as far as we are concerned, we have...
No,
the person is Mr. Maseko. I know him, the farmer is Mr. Maseko, yeah. Yeah. In that country, our office...
The farmer.
No, I'm not Mr. Mone, but Mr. Marcel.
We don't know.
Okay. No, last time we talked about it. I have personally been to the farm. As far as we are, the problem is not the water flow. The problem is with electricity. Being able to pump from the dam to its way. And that's what we tried to help. And then we... got the white farmer to agree to help if Mr. Maseko is ready to get his pumping machine done. And that's what we agreed on, we signed. So far he hasn't come back to my office to say nothing is working, and that's why we have also kept quiet. We know everything is working. So it's not issue about, I don't think it's unfair indeeding on the water treatment. But it's about the problem of the drink pumping. That is the problem. Yeah, that is the problem. Thank you. Then, when it comes to the any institution that we find will be polluting, the structure that will be polluting, sometimes also will be human. If it may be a pump that is not pumping well from a sewer to the treatment plant, then we can say how much does it cost. I can assume after we have got it, recover, getting the money might be a problem. But then we are looking at our legal strategy to see how best we can recover those money. As of now, we have not implemented it yet. And we want to make sure we can recover those money so that it doesn't go to waste. Yeah. Thank you.
Because what we want to have that memorandum of agreement. And then what we've done also is to take historical data in terms of the areas where there is recurring pollution so that we get to the bottom of it and then we get to a situation where we can implement the budget that is set up at 8 million is not that much. And we acknowledge that we may not be able to recover all of it. But some of the issues, for example, you could easily just assist them with showing that we plant weeds and make, for example, these artificial wetlands so that we help to direct. Because yes, on our side, while that cost we may not be able to recover it fully, the improvement in the quality on the stretch of river will be beneficial to the work that we are doing. So that was the strategic direction that we chose to take on that. And it will be with all of the municipalities, because what we want to do is to ensure that those memorandum of agreements are in place. But within the Act as well, we have got the right to recoup those funds. It's going to be a difficult route, but we also think that strategically trying to agree upfront on the issues and understanding them may yield better results than just what we have historically been doing of sending these directives and then people that can die and don't really respond to them.
Thank you, Jay. It's just a red one, and that's the Jay's discussion is those MOA. So we're not going to spend without having signed the memorandum of agreement with them first, hoping that it will give us the legal status that we're covering those funds. We have increased our legal cost budget, and we had a case last year with Milton Home, with the mine, that was objecting against us giving information where they had polluted. We since won that case with half of the cost. So it seems like it's giving us a bit of momentum in terms of recovery and confidence in recovering our legal agenda as the informative. Chair, on the spending, yes, it's not going to be infrastructure related, just as the has touched on. On page 24 of the APP, which is the details and analysis on the board related costs, we have the stipends which are your fixed, those are the monthly sittings, those are the fixed that we have. So we've said that it enables us to be able to budget, we know exactly that those are not going to be exceeded in terms of the directives that we have. Travel and subsistence, we've just increased that in line with the inflationary cost. It's the traveling of board members, most of them which are based in the catchment, so there's not a lot of traveling and subsistence related to that portion. We've since reduced our cost in terms of human services. Before we had printed text, we were using a lot of paper-based communication with our board members. So now we've moved to board pair. So we use a bit of technology. We're using Skype. They don't need to necessarily be part of the meeting physically. So we're using a means of technological advances to assist in reducing those costs. So that's the breakdown in terms of goods and services. That's actually the main contributor why our board cost system reduced. It's that portion of using other technological means to reduce the meeting contact time.
How many board members do you have?
We have 8.
Board remuneration once for all, so that it does not continue. 2020, you already budgeted for that. It will then talk to the final figure of your mid-term budget projection. I'm just sitting here wondering what are institutions of government do practice what you are doing? Are there any? I know the other catchment management agency is doing such. We have just spoken with them yesterday only. I'm just trying to think, I mean, this is supposed to be one of the key important governance issues. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to... Just sit here.
But you surely that it should come from the department.
But they are the board themselves.
No, not the
board. The original policy, as I indicated, is practiced everywhere in the world, or everywhere in the country, and in this particular case, in public sector boards. The practice is to pay remuneration for actual sitting or actual committee work, etc. Now, the issue of policy giving this monthly stipend is a problem of the department's creation. And that is what we have to rectify. So we said we will come back to the committee to explain that, give the breakdown, and give the committee the recommendation of how we deal with the rectification and the recovery of this matter. I think that is what the committee ruled yesterday, and we will abide by it to get that information before Tuesday.
On
another
note, Dr. Pietro Abebio, referring to Mr. Maseko and the white farm. Mr. Maseko is also a farmer, right? He reminded me of this one gentleman, you know, in former Sky. He's been arrested by the Sky police. Now, the one from Eastern Cape, the other one from Ghana. And the one from Vendor was happened to have been sitting for money. You know, a vendor and a person has been arrested. A vendor and a person. Even Johannesburg will get a, you know, a push moon to have a boom. Anyway, that was on the light note. If there is nothing else, of course the issues have been raised. The matter of the understudy must be corrected, the size of the board and also the remuneration model is an issue that must be dealt with. We have a position that we took, I must say, that says those that have been continuing remuneration, that money must be paid back. We have taken that resolution yesterday. That shall take into account your catchment management agencies and other organizations. If your water board happened to have been, because the department was expected to have communicated to those. So we have taken that view yesterday. And despite it have been explained together with your goods and services, if there is nothing else. Okay, then that shall bring us to the end of our discussion or the session. Thank you for your time, the effort, and the good work you continue to do. Madam Nyigan, the good work you continue to do. We are the judges. the meeting is adjourned until we meet next week.